Among the crowd, there will be Kyle's friends, family, and fellow servicemen. And there will also be many people who never met Kyle, but greatly admire him.
It's been a long time since we've had an actual hero in this world, and Chris was one of those.
Mike Lambert is state captain for the Patriot Guard Riders of Texas. Guard members attend funerals of fallen soldiers to show their respect. Lambert, who served in the Navy for over two decades, says Cowboys Stadium, which can hold up to 100,000 people, is the perfect place to honor Kyle.
There's not any place in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that would accommodate the amount of people that want to show their love to this man.
Many considered Kyle a hero for the lives he saved in Iraq, but he probably wouldn't have referred to himself that way. Here he is speaking with Chris Boyd on KERA's Think last January.
I'm no different than anybody else. I just did a different job. I'm your average, everyday, next-door guy.
Of course, not every next-door guy has killed over 150 Iraqi insurgents and lived with a $20,000 bounty on his head, which is exactly why Kyle's memorial is expected to be anything but average. Details are still under wraps, but we do know doors open to the public at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, and security will be tight. No purses, backpacks, or cameras will be allowed. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.